or HGX Mobile.
TSW, I didn't catch the call sign.
It's been a while, but surely ain't been that long. KO4HGX.
Fired up the car, all I heard was Mobile.
Your hard time. How are you this morning?
How about yourself? How's that knee?
Doing good. Recovering well. Hurts from time to time because it's just still new there, but and scar tissue around, but it gets better every day.
I'm glad it's working out for you. Sleep this morning?
My son.
At least you're still doing that. I know we've been missing you in the morning. We figured you'd been pulling a Andrew.
My sleep schedule has been the worst thing about it, where I'm not doing anything during the day. I end up staying up late at night, and it just got me all messed up. Wake up, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, I'll be up for a couple hours, and I'll fall asleep, and then I'm up. I don't know. It's just messed me up worse than anything that I've had happen to me.
Sleep schedule gets all messed up, and then, yeah, it's all downhill after that.
We'll get back to it. I'm just sorry I hadn't been there. I hate I've been missing you guys. Generally, I'll wake up right around 6:15, 6:30, and just to miss you.
Already decimated by then, right?
So, I just, like I say, it's just been off the last couple of weeks.
A whole lot. We went to the beach for a week up there by the 4th, and then I had to, let's say, I drove the truck because I needed a utility trailer, and then I had to drive the truck the next Monday because I had to take the utility trailer back. Now I'm on the hunt for another one. I guess I have to rent one to take some stuff to Anderson this weekend.
Having a little utility trailer comes in handy sometimes.
Thinking about getting a small enclosed just to put like our camping stuff in and everything. Then we could, you know, take the Jeep and the tent when the weather was cooler.
That 16-foot enclosed trailer I got, I've been thinking about turning it into a small little camper now that I don't need it for the tool business.
A lot of them out there. I seen somebody had one a little smaller than that, man. They had it fixed up nice. That sucker even had a restroom and a shower.
It's that hard to put them in. So, just getting the stuff to do it in the time. So, that may be a project I work on this fall. Because I'm in no hurry to go back to work right now. I'm going to take my time and find out what I want to do. I've got everybody and their brother trying to get me to come to work for them, so I'm just kind of biding my time, especially until my knee heals fully.
Once you got choices, it makes it better. You know, if you got a choice and you don't just have to settle.
After that, it does. Makes you feel better about it anyway.
Lab supervisor, he just decided to just hang it up. He's just going to do some odd jobs and small things and then not work for anybody in particular anymore. Heck, he's probably only in his 50s.
With you, I've been thinking about doing the exact same thing.
Get you what you need to get by, and you know what I mean, and you got a lot of time for family and that, hey, go for it.
I'm at the point in my life where money's not everything, and I'm getting less and less time and ability to do what I want to do, so I don't know. That's just the way I've been looking at it. That's how come I haven't been quick to jump at anything, and if I do go to work for somebody, I'm going to work with that mentality, whether they like it or not.
Me at all right there.
40 and 50 hour work week anymore to make ends meet, so I'm good.
That one more time. I was in a bad spot.
I was just saying, I don't need a 40 or 50 hour work week anymore to make my ends meet, and so I'm good with just here, there, and about and doing my thing.
And that's why I, you know, settled out here, because it just fits my lifestyle better now.
After that, I've got plenty of options right now, and everybody knows that I'm in no hurry. So we'll see what happens when the time comes.
For you to come there?
Some of them. Lots of the customers I had down there want me to come to work down there. But I really don't want to drive that far just for that. You know, it's different when you're working for yourself. And, you know, they've all said, hey, if you come down 2-3 days a week, we'll be happy with that. I just don't know which direction I'm going to go yet. And a lot of it depends on how well my knee does after I get released from, to go back to work.
DFW. Yeah, that's, it's probably standing around on the concrete working on vehicles in the shop that, caused it to go downhill.
That, jumping off the fronts of the trucks, the backs of the trucks, and picking up heavy stuff and jumping off with it, it's just, climbing up down steps to get on them, and I've been doing that for 30 years now, climbing steps to get up on the truck, because I had a work platform that I worked on the front of the truck, so I'd have, it was pretty easy to hit, so, I think I had a lot to do with it.
Right, on that one. All that stuff that we thought we were young and we were getting by with it, and then you pay the price later.
And then I had one lady here in town, she offered to sell me her business, but it's inside city limits and I don't want anything to do with that.
Charge you extra taxes.
Taxes, extra harassment from code officials and all that other mess, it just ain't worth it. She's the last auto repair in city limits, and it just ain't worth putting up with the headache.
And I was right in my bad spot by the electronic sign.
For HKX, that's no problem. I'm gonna make a quick stop here anyway, and then I'll be right back.
And 4 TFW, you standing by.
For HKX, I'm back.
Yeah, welcome back. That was quick.
You stop and drop something off right quick.
Steve.
Andrew, KO4 HKX here.
Morning, Andrew, KN4 TFW.
Gentlemen, happy Friday to you.
You too, and good to hear you.
Yes, it is finally Friday.
Here, I'm ready to sleep in.
KO4HK.
N4TFW. I guess it takes Patrick to get everybody on the radio.
Hey, Patrick, I think I heard Andrew. Good morning, y'all.
Everybody been doing, and sorry I've been MIA lately.
Hadn't been. I was in here a week or so ago, talked to, I think, Eric and maybe Andrew, I think, and that's the last time I was in here. But kids are all at the beach. We were supposed to go with them, but Vicky and I opted out. We said, let them have it. We're going to stay around here for now. But anyway, I hope everything's going good with everybody. N4AZE.
Good over here. KN4TFW.
Work, I guess, except for maybe Patrick.
Meet my son for breakfast this morning, the first time in a little over a month. So I'm excited about it. Get out of the house and start getting back to somewhat normal.
How's your knee doing?
I got no complaints at all at this point.
I'm glad to hear that. You be up and around and figuring out what you're going to do next, right?
talking to Ken about that before everybody got in, and I'm in no hurry. I'm taking my time, and I'm enjoying the recovery and just the time to myself a little bit.
Taking it like a champ. Here, I got...
Ken, I took the last year, and I've been planning this out, so... working my plan, and then we'll go from there.
I'm glad it's working out for you. I know you were, you had a lot of time to figure that out, so you ever decide if you're going to get down with anything, or you're just going to pedal, or what?
Completely up to how I feel when the doctors release me about my knee. If I feel like, you know, I can go get back and do what all I was doing before, then we'll see how it goes, but... like I was telling Ken, I've got the approach on it. I don't need a 40 or 50 hour work week anymore. So they'll either take what they can get or they'll get nothing. I'll go do part time. Something I don't need the stress anymore, and I'm at the point in my life where I can enjoy it a little bit.
You can enjoy it. Yeah, if you can just do a couple days a week or something. Maybe I'd do that. I might get me a job at Lowe's or something. Maybe. Owl 12 or something like that.
The whole group in here this morning except for Eric. And, let's see, Andrew, or Anthony's not here, and Leon. So just missing three this morning. KO4HK. Morning, David.
And 4TFW. Yeah, it took you, Patrick, to get everybody back in here.
4CF, yeah. I had to get Patrick on the radio.
Is that you? Where you been? Yeah, you know, I almost got to use my generator the other day in a thunderstorm.
Did you? Ours did kick in for real, other than a test, because it went out here for several hours. It kicked in, did fine, and we were very well pleased. But anyway, good to hear everybody in here this morning. So, I'll sit back for a minute, and y'all go ahead and pick it on up, KF4NXY.
What about that generator in a few minutes? We'll talk about that. Yeah, because mine hadn't happened. I want to hear exactly how it did. So, yeah, go ahead, pick it up, Patrick.
Good to hear you this morning, David, and I hope you and Miss Marie have been doing okay. And, yeah, I got to get somebody out to look at my generator. It's one thing I need to do. Mine is not doing the automatic function. I have to go out and manually start it. But the worst I got to do is walk out the door and around the corner.
I hadn't got to use mine yet. Everybody I know's got one got to use theirs.
Under lightning pouring down rain, you don't got to get out there in it.
Because I never had to get to use mine. All you guys got to use yours.
A few weeks back, thunderstorm come up and power went off and it just fired right up and ran like it was supposed to for several hours, and then when the power came back on, it switched back to the regular regular Duke energy source.
And here we had a thunderstorm. Maybe Monday or Tuesday, we had a thunderstorm, and it was really throwing down some lightning. And then all of a sudden, I told Vicki, I said, you know, this kind of stuff, we might get to use a generator. And it wasn't 30 seconds. We had one of those just like that, and the lights went out, and our TV went off. I said, hey, we're going to get to use a generator, and the power came back on.
KF4NXY, I'm back on the side.
And 4AZE.
About your generator coming on and not getting to use it, that's just hilarious.
Where you're at, but the Hamlet's is southbound at the 66.
Backed up?
He's hammered down, but traffic's still flowing. I just didn't know where you were at.
85 from 26, so I'm headed that way. I get up in the morning, fix me a pot of coffee, and go sit on the back deck until it gets too hot and start sweating.
Furniture down to Anderson to the son's house.
I guess you're just heading to do other stuff?
Today.
All right.
Saturday.
The crack of dawn just starting out there.
For the fog up here. 77 feels like 85 before the sun comes up, right?
Yep.
77 over here.
Yeah, that's what mine says, 77.
65, 67 up here. I get kind of a mix right there. But nice and, this morning. It's been a while since I've left the house. I left my phone and my glasses at the house this morning. Thing I've always done. I'm not going to sweat it. I've been without my phone quite a bit the past 5 weeks, learning not to worry about that thing.
Now look at the bright side. When you get a few more years on you, you won't be forgetting them glasses.
I don't have to have them for anything but reading up close, so we're not too bad right now.
Glasses, I hate that. In the sunlight or whatever, I can read the newspaper and stuff, but it's when I go inside when I have trouble with it.
In the house.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to have to go get right up under one and look at it, and you know, if it's something in a book or something, but if I don't have a reading glasses close by. But yeah, the lighter it is, the more brighter it is, the easier it is to read for some reason.
Found different colors are easier to read too.
Good, aren't they?
They are. I mean, I can read blue better than I can red.
Funny, you look at something and somebody and you look at it, it's just like, it just looks like barcodes sometimes.
I mean, notice it was my battery monitor for my ham radio stuff. It's got red for the voltage and blue for the amperage. And one of them I could read, one of them I couldn't. That's how I figured out that one was easier than the other.
Yeah, that does. You know, airplanes, we flew at nighttime. We had to, you know, we dilated our eyes a little bit for the 30 minutes before we flew. But if you could have a red light. As long as the lights in the plane were red, you were good to go. But you couldn't have anything else that didn't take your eyes out.
Work up at DuPont making x-ray film in the red light. And you could see in it, but not great. But then green light, it was like, no big deal. It's just like working in the white light.
I never knew about that red light till I got to flying and all.
My exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe and over hollering at you again on the radios. But y'all have a good weekend. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, y'all.
Hey, Andrew. Good to hear you this morning. Glad everybody's doing okay. And look forward to talking to you on down log, KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Group KF4NXY.
Well, sorry you got to go to work, but it'll be over soon, and then you'll be home. Catch you later.
I figure you've been at the beach for a while.
And on, we were supposed to go yesterday. The kids went down yesterday. They're going to stay for a week or two again. And Vicki and I were talking about it, and we decided we're going to hang out here, so we're going to do some eating out and stuff here.
Well, finally, I didn't directly talk to the ex-sister-in-law, but turns out that my nephew is planning on him and his son restoring that car sometime in the future.
Talk him out of that.
I might give that a shot sometime, maybe when the sister-in-law's no longer in the picture.
Maybe. maybe they be, they're gonna, do they have a place to do it and all that?
Into a mobile command station.
Yeah, do something, have something, that would be good.
I don't know. I got to get back at it. I hadn't touched it in a week, so I need to get moving on it. You know how it is. When you sit down, it's hard to get moving again.
I know exactly what you mean. It's hard to get. That's why I haven't started back on anything. I just can't seem to get started. I've just been taking it easy, like I'm retired or something.
Ken, you still out there, or you made it to work yet?
To the gate now, so I'm going to say 7-3, and everybody have a good weekend. And that's good to hear both of you on the radio, all of you, really, David, and Dude, and Patrick. And you guys have an awesome weekend. I'll catch you guys later. KN4, TFW.
7-3, Ken. Tell Miss Susan we said hello, and don't hurt yourself this weekend moving furniture. KO4HK.
Ken, KF4NXY.
Okay, Ken, I'm glad it's Friday for you. Sorry you got to move that furniture tomorrow, but maybe you can rest up Sunday. Toodles, catch you later in 4AZE.
David, how's that back healing up? I know it's been, 2 weeks now? Or has it been 3 weeks already?
It's been just a little over a week. I go back in 6 days to get the staples out. I got 13 staples in my back. And, and then I learn how to work the gadget to regulate the electricity to reduce the pain.
What you have done on your back, Dave?
Electrical stimulator implanted. So between it and the insulin device and my dentures and my hearing aids and my glasses, I'm pretty much a cyborg.
You got some stuff, just go to the store, don't you?
Next time I try to get on an airplane, I'll probably be setting off more alarms than you ever seen.
Like you didn't really have major surgery, just had something put in, right?
It is as bad as the first back surgery, and hopefully this will actually alleviate more pain. The first back surgery didn't do much to alleviate pain. That was the purpose of it. But this gadget is, wires run off of it to your spinal column, and you can adjust the amount of electricity going to your spinal column, and it blocks the pain from your nerves. Most of my pain's in my lower back and the lower part of my body, so they figured out what part of my spinal column to put the leads, and we run a test run on it a few months back. And what I had it done then, but then they found the blockage in my neck, and I had to have that fixed. So it's been kind of a long, drawn-out process, but the end of this tunnel.
Now you're just in a recovery stage.
Recovery stage. Wife won't let me cut the grass or do much of nothing for the next week, and once I get that done, once the next week's over, then I can kind of get back to doing, what I want to do right now. I'm not supposed to drive or pick anything up over 5 pounds, and, but anyway, it's, like I say, it's, things are looking a lot better now than they were, a few months back. Patrick, how's your knee doing?
My knee's doing great, David. It was 5 weeks yesterday, and I can't complain about anything. Most people can't believe how quick I've healed up and recovered. I mean, I've been walking without the walker a week and a half. I threw that thing away, started walking without it. It kept getting in the way. I kept tripping over it. It just caused more problems than it was solving for me. So I got rid of it, and PT's been going great. They can't believe how well I'm doing already. I really can't complain about it at all. I feel better now than I did before the surgery. I hurt less now, so that's all I can say about it. The only thing I have had bad experience was they forgot to pull a piece of stitch out. And it's this nylon stitch they use, and that thing kept poking. When I put on jeans or anything to cover it, it would aggravate it. And I was like, man, there's something there. Well, I found it yesterday and pulled it out myself. So after I went back to the doctor once just for that, and they never found it. I found it yesterday sitting on the steps and pulled it out myself. So now it feels much better.
That's great. That's great news. Glad you're doing so much better. And it's working out for you. That's the main thing. Alrighty, I'll pass it back over to Duke, KF4NXY.
Gee, yeah, Patrick, I didn't mean to ask you, are you going to stay in the same line? Are you thinking about something totally different or what?
Wait and see what happens. I've not got any direct, I'm going to go do this. I'm not pigeonholed myself into any one thing, so we're going to see what happens. I've got lots of opportunities in front of me, so it's just a matter of picking one.
Posted in 3D printing or something?
I was, and I've been playing with it, been learning a little more about it. But my son is pulling in now, so it's time for me to go be with him, guys. Good to hear both of you this morning. Glad I got to talk to the group. Y'all have a good week, and tell Miss Marie I said hello, and Miss Vicky I said hello, and we'll catch up with you on down the long. KL4HK.
Have a good one with your son there. We'll catch you next time. See you later. Toodles in 4AZE.
Patrick, catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Then on the generator now. Your power went out. How long did it take for it to kick in when your power went off?
5 seconds, and we had alternate power, and everything was up and running. You wouldn't hardly know it.
Kick.
It was really quick. Now, I don't know about yours, but mine's kind of noisy. I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, it's not, you know, it's not a long way from, it's far enough from the house that don't have to worry about any gas fumes, but and a little engine kind of noisy, even though it's got a muffler.
I've heard it, you know, it fires up. Matter of fact, it fired up. I try to catch it out there firing up. When it cranks, it sounds like somebody's cutting the grass out there. And it runs that way for maybe 15 seconds. And then it kind of idles down a little bit. Does yours do like that?
Much, but even when it idles down, it's kind of noisy, and you know, it's kind of like you say, it kind of sounds like somebody cutting the grass real close to the house.
I couldn't hear it in the house, but because I asked, just you hear the generator coming on, and she said, no, I never did hear it. And I said, I was outside with it, so I could hear it, but she probably wasn't. You know, you got to be at the kitchen window or whatever and really listen for it in the house. But yes, it's loud next to you when you're out there. But in the house, I haven't heard it in the house. She has. She said it. She didn't hear it hardly at all.
You might have a brick house or something there. We got double wide, and the walls are fairly thin.
And it's We got three stories, actually. You got the garage and all in the basement and all that underneath. And then I guess, you know, where you park the cars and all, you probably hear it there. But then when you get upstairs on the main floor, she said you really couldn't hear it. So I haven't been up there. I got to be out there listening to it. But I did open the window because when I said, well, did the generator kick on and we don't know it? Because the power was back on. And I said, I didn't think it'd come on that quick, and it wasn't running.
Yeah, you know, it takes it, you know, a few seconds to, you know, decide if it's, if the power's going to be off long enough, I guess, for it to kick on and start running. But ours does a test every 2 weeks on Tuesdays, and, you know, so far it's been doing great. I wish there was more of some way I could actually know how much, you know, LP gas or propane that I've still got in my big tank out there. You know, I don't want to call them out here to put some in if it ain't used much, but I don't want it to get down really low either.
I was reading about that. Is I want to think it's, was it two, forget, I want to think 200 cubic feet per hour maybe, which, anyway, I translated it out when I did, when I was, whatever it was, and it said, that's not bad at all.
Wondering, you know, if you had to run your generator 24/7, how long you could run it off of. Off a, you know, a full tank of you know, propane.
Figured out I'd done the numbers some, but I want to, for some reason, I want to think that now, but I was thinking the 500 gallon, what they call a 500 gallon tank, which is really 400, I think, due to how they fill it, but I was wanting to think that that would take you a full week without a problem with the generator.
Like that was kind of the information I heard either from the sales guy or the technician or somebody that, and if you, you know, if you didn't run everything in the house all week, you could probably stretch it a little longer than that.
Not running, you know, if it's not, let's say it's in the, I guess your gas heat because you got propane, I guess. So if you're in the wintertime, you're probably going to pull a lot less load than you would like in the summer when you were running the compressors on the AC. N4AZE.
I don't have gas heat. I had a propane tank put in just for the generator. But, yeah, that air conditioning, last month we've been hitting it hard and heavy because my power bill was like $330.
Nor this month here is going to be tough too, because to me this has been the hottest this past week.
It's been a pretty hot summer so far, and I'm staying cool. That's the main thing.
Upstairs air conditioning, put all new everything in up there, and the downstairs still working okay. They said it's good for now, but we'll eventually do it. We had three and a half or 4 ton, I think, the one we just did, new ducts and all that. So I hadn't seen the bill yet. I need to see what the bill is going to be because we've been running it, you know. Sears, I forgot what it was.
A sear rating on them. That's, I guess, got something to do with the efficiency of it. And then there's, you know, the tonnage. My brother-in-law's got a two-story, and he's got, you know, he got two units outside. Sounds like you probably got something like that, too. He's got one for the downstairs, one for the upstairs. He had to have a little work on his upstairs unit a couple of weeks back. I'm just glad Mr. Carrier, I think was his last name, invented that air conditioning years ago. I remember when I was a kid, everybody didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have it at school, and a lot of the times the houses didn't have it, and yeah, somewhere in the south, it can get rough.
Air conditioning. I was trying to think, Sear. I want to. Is there a? Is 18 sound right? 18 Sears. That sound. I'm trying to think what. I know it was a number.
Yeah, sounds right, but I'm not exactly, you know, sure what it means. It, you know, like I say, it's got. I think it's got something to do with how efficient the unit is. KF4NXY.
Inefficiency went together. I forget what it was. For some reason, 18 comes to mind, but I might be wrong. I mean, it might be something different than that. But does how about Tom? Does he still get in here and holler for his son?
You think so?
In a while, to even hear him. Tom, if you're out there, do you need to holler at your son?
Let's step back a minute and see if he's around. KF4NXY. Go get me another cup of coffee, and the sun's come up over here, so I'm trying to do a little bit around here, even though I'm not supposed to do a whole lot. You have a great day. It's good to hear you again. It's been too long, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you in there. We'll do it again. I'll try to not sleep as good and get up earlier. Catch you next time. Keep a car in mind there. Keep working on my car. Catch you later. Toodles, N4, AZE.
AW4FCM. 4FDIW4FCM.